What they don't tell them is that once you move into the community and you're paying for that care, now that wipes out all your income and you're negative. So now that you're negative, now you do qualify for the entire balance of the pension. So that's the difference. We have people call us all the time and go, hey, I've already looked into this, I don't qualify. Let us look again, you know, because you may very well qualify for this and you just don't know you qualify.
Welcome to season 7 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by sponsors AccuShield, Align, NICMAP Vision, ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton CapTel, ServiceMaster, Patriot Angels, The Bridge Group Construction, and Solenity, and produced by Solenity Marketing.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas here at the ASHA membership meeting in a warm place called Miami, Florida. We have some of our favorite people on our show today. We have Suzette and Mary Sue of Patriot Angels. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you, Lucas
and Josh. Thanks for having us.
Yes, yes. Suzette, welcome back to the show. And Mary Sue, welcome to the show. We are so excited about your new position. Tell us about this. When did you join Patriot Angels?
Yes, I'm very excited too. So I retired from full-time day-to-day operations about 2.5 years ago. Moved my parents into senior living. So it's one thing caring for other parents. Now you're caring for your own parents. I really wanted a chance to give back to the industry. You know, it's really important. I've been in the industry for 40 years. Can you believe it?
Oh my gosh.
My goodness.
And so Suzette gave me a call and said, hey, we worked so well together when I was at Brookdale. And so we need some help. Lots of things are happening right now with veterans. There was a study that just came out, and this was really compelling for me. 840,000 veterans live in assisted living. Now, we're not talking about independent, assisted, and memory care. We're just talking assisted living. And Suzette, it's your 120,000 veterans that are receiving benefits right now, 8 in a 10.
It's right at 130,000, so it's real close. But it just shows you there's that many that are not getting it that could be.
I'm not going to try to do that math in my head, but that's a big number. So
can I do the math
yes,
for you?
Yes, please.
Because I have
yes,
done it,
yes.
And it's about $100 million a month being left on the table of all the veterans and widows that are not getting their benefits just in assisted living that could be bridging the gap for them to be able to pay for their senior care.
Well, okay, so let's just pause all the other things we want to talk about for just a minute, because I do want to talk about this. At Bridge the Gap, obviously, we're big on informing, educating, influencing. I feel like we have a huge opportunity here because I want to know, I'm sure you all have spent a ton of time thinking, why? Why is it that so many people are receiving the benefits that they've earned, they deserve, that would help them to be able to maybe get in a community sooner, stay longer, all those kind of things. So what's the reasons here?
Well, I can tell you from my perspective, and then I want Mary Sue to say from an operator's perspective. I think that most people don't know about it. And if they did, they don't know how to get it. So they go down, they try to do it on their own. It's a very difficult process to get the benefit, even if you do know about it. And just to know the hoops that you have to jump through and the specifics on the application that have to be filled out. So I think a lot of people are stalemated whenever they hear about it, thinking I can't do this or I don't qualify because they don't know what the qualifications really are. And a lot of people don't know about it. But in senior living, I think what happens is when you're beginning to work with family members and with prospective residents, there's so many things you have to look at to make a decision. Is this a time for me to move? Is this a time for me to get more care? You may be a family member who's helping your family member realize it's time for them to get more care. And so I think the salespeople are just super busy trying to explain even what senior living is, and then maybe the funding part comes later. What I really worry about is that a family may not even ask the question. Like, I'm not sure I can afford this. Is there a way I can afford it? And if they don't, they're kind of self-deciding that they can't receive care that they really need. So this 840,000 that are already living in assisted living, they probably went through the move-in process and they might have had some savings at the time, or maybe their level of care, they could handle the rate. But we all know rates have gone up in the last couple of years with the expenses after the pandemic. And so there may be people who didn't qualify when they moved in who are now. So my appeal is, executive directors, if you have residents that you think are not going to be able to afford to continue living with you and they're a veteran, please reach out to them and let us help them. Right. They can probably stay with you. The benefits, right, or the spouse of a veteran. And the benefits are huge. $2,300 a month for a veteran, $2,727 for a married veteran, and almost $1,500 for a widow of a veteran. So it's a huge amount of money that goes to help them pay for their care living in senior living. And, you know, the big talk in the industry is, how are we going to fund everything, right? When's the money coming back from the pandemic? How are we going to get occupancy back up? And yet this is the one that's never looked at. You know, they're like, we need government money, but without the government oversight. That's what this is. This is the money that they need.
I think we could spend a whole morning, afternoon talking about the opportunities for operators with existing residents. We've touched on that. How big of an opportunity do we potentially have for those that are eligible for the benefits that aren't even in a senior living community right now, that maybe they're thinking, I can't afford senior living, but maybe with this benefit, they could afford senior living and it might help them to move in sooner than later? Do you all see that as this huge untapped opportunity? And how would you go about informing or educating people on that opportunity?
I think from an operator's perspective, just like you do a marketing plan, how am I going to get the word out about my community in the outside community, right? And so you do different types of awareness campaigns. And we're just asking, reach out to veterans too. And I think many communities actually do this.
As an operator, as an administrator and leading marketing teams, it seems like building trust is like one of the most important things that we can do to get people to want to move into our community. So the sooner we can do that, and the earliest that we can in that relationship, the better. Do you see helping people understand all of their options like this, that maybe they've never been told, that could potentially be something that puts someone over the edge that's thinking about moving to your community, if you can figure out how to help them get that benefit?
I think you make a good point, Josh. I mean, when you're talking about a single veteran receiving $2,300 a month in aid and attendance benefits, and that's on top of what they're receiving in Social Security and maybe a little bit of pension, a little bit of savings. I mean, $2,300 is about maybe a third of a monthly cost, right? In assisted living with a little bit of care.
Well,
that's a lot.
And I'm getting probably way too deep in the weeds here, but because I have you all, I have to ask, and these may be very ignorant questions, but just things I'm hearing. So that number that you're quoting for the benefit, does that even include the things like medications? Because I've always heard like your medications are basically free, but in our industry, that's been a challenge historically for pharmacies. Maybe if you have a managed medication program to where it's difficult for repackaging and stuff. But my understanding is from talking with several pharmacies now, that's an obstacle that's been overcome. So that's even an added benefit to these folks being in your community, because medications, as we all know, can be extremely expensive and impact their bottom line ability to pay. What would be your response on educating the consumer and the operator on that? Is that a huge piece of this as well?
Well, one of the things about Patriot Angels is that we're an expert in the aids and attendance benefits, but because we understand senior living, we partner with each of those senior living communities. So everybody handles that a little differently, and every state in terms of pharmacy packaging may be different as well. But overall, what I love is I think there's a focus in America to take care of our veterans. And we're finding that policies in various different areas are kind of working to their advantage. Now we just have to get the word out. Well, and especially how many new veterans now because of the Vietnam War have come into play?
Right now, there's over 6 million Vietnam veterans that just turned 65, that are 65 and over. And if you add in their widows, it's about 9 million right now. And what we're seeing is we used to see Korea and World War II come in their 80s, right? We're seeing Vietnam veterans come in their 60s, some late 50s. And so it's a huge opportunity for that population because they are much younger, but they are coming in much younger.
Sure. All right. So elephant in the room. Maybe I'm creating the elephant in the room. I don't know.
Created.
But I'm going to play devil's advocate for some of our operators that are out there. It might have been burned, or they're confused because, quite frankly, there's people out there that say, hey, we help veterans get their benefits. In every market, there's a person, right? There's an attorney group, or there's a wealth planner, or call them whatever you want. But there's somebody that says, hey, I'm the veterans person. I send them to me. And I'd say there's a lot of operators out there that the family has either been burned in some way, maybe assets transferring to some way that, they didn't really understand what was happening there, or maybe they they didn't get the benefit that they thought, or for whatever reason. Can you kind of compare and contrast, not knocking anyone that's out there trying to help people, but maybe just explain what you guys actually do as Patriot Angels? What's your role? What's your strategy? And what do you do as a partner to the operators and a partner to the families?
So the first thing that we do is we do a questionnaire to see, are they even eligible or can they be made eligible? And if they're not, we tell them, you know, you divorce the veteran or you have $500,000 in the bank or, you know, whatever the things are that keep them from not being eligible. If we see that they could be made eligible, then we move them forward, okay? That's the difference. We don't sell financial products, what you're talking about. There's a lot out there that sell, that want to manage their finances, want to sell them an annuity, want to, you know, we don't do any of that. We strictly help families learn qualifications, what does it take to get the benefit, and to help them qualify for it. Now, you were talking about finding out how to see if they qualify or not, right? So we take a look at, and what does qualify, do the medicines, things like that. In the VA world, a lot of people go to the VA and say, hey, mom's moving into a community, does she qualify? And they'll say, you know, what does she pay for care? And they'll say, oh, she pays $100 a month for medicines. VA's gonna go, well, she brings in $1,300, she's positive $1,200. You know, she is eligible for a little bit, okay, but not enough. What they don't tell them is that once you move into the community and you're paying for that care, now that wipes out all your income and you're negative. So now that you're negative, now you do qualify for the entire balance of the pension. So that's the difference. We have people call us all the time and go, hey, I've already looked into this, I don't qualify. Let us look again, you know, because you may very well qualify for this and you just don't know you qualify.
Sure. So small operators, maybe they've got a single community, they're living, working, they can't get away from the community. They're in there every day, putting blood, sweat, and tears all the way up to your regional, even big operators. Are there parts of the country where you guys work better than others, or can anybody at any community call you guys, or there have to be a certain size of community or a certain size operation, or is it like you're there to help everybody? Can you talk to our listeners about that?
We're here to help everybody. So it's a federal program, so it's nationwide. We can do this anywhere in the United States, or any veteran that even lives outside the United States, as long as they served in the U.S. military, they still qualify as long as they're paying for care.
Wow. Let's say, I mean, so many of the providers here, they have people calling, not really even understand what the community does, what level of care they need, if it, the community is right for them. Is that something to where you guys can size up for a family that we don't even know if this family is going to move to our community or not, but we know they're a veteran? Is that something that is an application that would be a referral to you, or does it have to just be a senior living referral?
No, anybody can call and okay. We can help. It. So the VA benefits are for any veteran or widow that served 90 active duty days, one day during a declared wartime, honorable discharge, and is needing care, okay? So whether it be a protective environment, assisted living, or it's two ADLs, okay, that they're needing. And it can be in home. It can be independent as long as there's 24-hour staffing. That's a new ruling.
So, Lucas, you're giving me that look like, quit asking so many questions, all right? So,
he's not, you know, letting you have a word in edgewise.
No, I'm not. Yes. So, Lucas, feel free to take over. Otherwise, I'm going to just keep asking questions.
Well, that's why you get paid the big bucks on the show.
That's
it. All this great insight. No, I'm not giving you that look. I'm taking notes just like everybody else that's listening in, because this is fantastic information. One of the big value propositions in senior care is congregate living, where people have a purpose and they can thrive and live out a meaningful life around people that love and care for them. And then you add on people that have served our country to protect our freedoms. I can't think of any better thing to focus our attention on than this. And so Suzette and Mary Sue, we really appreciate your support, not only of Bridge the Gap to bring this information to our industry, but the people that you help day in and day out. It's very important.
Well, thank you. And we really appreciate you bringing this to light.
Yeah, absolutely. Patriot Angels just reached over 19,000 approvals. And so that's more than $500 million back into the industry.
Oh, my gosh.
And so you're talking about funds for the industry. It's a huge portion of it.
Well, and here at ASHA, that's what everybody's talking about. The operators here, the owners here are no stranger to difficult times,
right?
To curveballs. We should be encouraged, because this group that's here, this group of leaders, this thought leaders, you all, industry partners, that's how we get through the difficult times. And you've got some lofty goals for this year, right?
So I called Mary Sue and I said, Mary Sue, are you liking retirement? And she goes, well, I'm doing a little of this, a little of that. And I said, well, Mary Sue, I would like to be in 20,000 communities by the end of 2025. And she goes, wow, sounds like we have a lot of work to do. And I said, yes, we do.
I know.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Will you join my team? And she goes, I would like that. I've always loved Mary Sue. I have to say this. Working with her at Brookdale was always the ray of sunshine. I was always excited to get to talk to her and get to work with her. And so just getting the opportunity of having her on our team, it's been an honor. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I think we have the same mission, right? You want to be an advocate for residents, especially veterans, and to help providers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, this is good for our industry. We've been longtime fans of yours. We've been longtime fans of Patriot Angels, and the support you've given, as Lucas mentioned, we could not do what we do without partners like you. And to see you join the team, this power team that Suzanne, you've built through the years. I met you years ago, and to just see your continued commitment to the industry and to the veterans is really wholesome, and it really helps define what our industry is all about. So thank y'all so much for what you do.
Thank you. And I want to give a shout out to you guys, because you're doing the same thing. You guys have been just plowing at this. I mean, from the beginning, I remember watching you. And then watching you do these over and over and over with really not asking for anything in return, but just getting the word out, the first official podcast for senior living. And you guys have really bridged the gap in information that needs to be out there. I love you guys as a team. I mean, all of you. And I think that this is an awesome, awesome opportunity to be on your show again.
Wow. Thank you. We're flattered. And honestly, anytime we're like, now, why are we doing this again? How many episodes have we done? That is the fuel that we need, this industry that Lucas and I love and we've committed our lives and careers to. And so it's really awesome when you find people like yourselves that share the passion. And I think all of us hit struggle points, right, in our personal lives, our business points, and it's these partners that you need that gets us through it. And so we have a lot of challenges that we think equal opportunities for our industry. And we're going to be your biggest fans and cheerleaders on that huge goal you have together.
That's awesome.
And y'all have created the dream team to make it happen. So
we have Mally, too. Don't forget, because Mally comes to every...
Mally is actually, for our listeners that can't see, she's the glue
that
keeps it all together.
I go, Mally, who was that? Yeah. Mally, where am I supposed to be?
Yep. You can't see her right now. She's off screen making things happen and probably responding to emails as well. So, yes, big shout out to Mally.
Well, very good. That's a great way to end the show. And to our listeners, I know that you want to connect with Patriot Angels. Look down in the show notes right there. We'll put all the links to Patriot Angels and Suzette's team there. And then you can go to btgvoice.com, download this content and so much more. Connect with us on LinkedIn. We'd love for you to be a part of our platform. And thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.